Bonjour et bienvenue au Palais des Nations. I'm here with you today via video because I did not want to miss the opening of this very important third. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour et bienvenue au Palais des Nations. I'm here with you today via video because I did not want to miss the opening of this very important 23rd session of the UN International Meeting on Mine Action, National Directors and United Nations Advisors. Regretfully, the demands of the United Nations did not make it possible for me to join you in person. This important and unique annual meeting takes place at an important juncture. The 75th anniversary of the United Nations will soon be celebrated worldwide in the context of great progress achieved for humanity, the people, and also for safer land and seas, the environment, our planet. This anniversary will be also celebrated in a sad context of increasing disregard for international humanitarian and human rights law. The urbanization of warfare and the deliberate targeting of civilians and UN blue helmets call for renewed energy to find solutions, commit, and act. The number of victims is rising, notably due to the use of improvised explosive devices. More than half of the victims are children, children like the ones recently targeted by IEDs in Burkina Faso. The 2020 theme, Solutions, Commitments, Actions, cannot be more timely. None of us here today can afford to be discouraged. The mine action work done by member states, the United Nations and civil society to eradicate explosive devices, prevent their use and protect against them was not and is not in vain. The rally last December in Oslo of all stakeholders to operationalize further the Anti-Personnel Mine Bind Convention in the next 5 years shows that a lot of energy is still there. Prioritization and adequate funding of mine action across the peace, security, humanitarian, and development pillars must follow the rhetoric. We, the peoples, must remain at the core of every mine action sustainable and effective decision, plan, and program. It is critical. This is the first line of the UN Charter and the very foundation of which the United Nations was built. Caring for our blue planet in mine action, as in our other activities, is the only way toward a sustainable future for our world. This week, as chair of the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, I am proud to see that this 23rd meeting beats again the record of participation and that affected countries and communities' representation and participation keep increasing. In conclusion, I want to pay tribute to all of you and all of those who could not make it today for carrying this noble torch higher and louder. I also want to recognize the amazing UN team in mine action, without whom no progress would be possible. Lastly, I want to make a special mention of the coordinator of mine action, UNMAS, the United Nations Mine Action Service, for the tremendous humanitarian work they carry out worldwide under the leadership of their director. I wish you a productive meeting.